Next patient is Norma, N-O-R-M-A, Duhan, D-U-H-A-N, 11-21-34. Today's 5/22/24. This is a 90-year-old woman. Used to work with children. Has 6 children herself. She's widowed. She, for the past 50 years, originally from Louisiana, but has lived here in Texas for 57 years. She lives alone with the help of her daughter and 24 hours. She lives in her own home with the help of her daughter and other kids, her other children, along with the 9-to-5 caretaker who stays with her 24 hours a day, period. Patient suffers from atrial fibrillation, CHF, chronic renal insufficiency, recent hospitalization with urinary tract infection related to her end-stage dementia, period. Patient also has a history of hyperlipidemia and volume overload, period. Since hospitalization, patient has had bouts of increased bouts of confusion because of her recent urinary tract infection, as well as hospitalization and her end-stage dementia. Patient's daughter has been given her trazodone 25 milligrams 3 times a day because of her increased agitation, period. We discussed her medication and recommendation of the medical director, Dr. Halberdier, she's going to give her the trazodone 25 at bedtime and then augment with Ativan 0.5 milligram as needed basis, period. Medications includes Coric 3.125 milligram once a day. She used to be in a higher dose of Coric, but because of hypotension, this was reduced after her hospitalization. Eliquis 2.5 milligram BID, Crestor 25 milligram a day, Namenda 10 milligram BID, Lasix 40 milligram a day, Trazodone 25 milligram at bedtime. Patient is off Seroquel and at this time and using Ativan. Her daughter is will be using the Ativan for agitation. Surgery has had 6 vaginal births, no other surgery, allergy coating, review of systems. She's not total ADL dependent. She's much more confused since hospitalization with urinary tract infection, which is a end-stage finding of patients with Alzheimer's dementia. Patient's also eating very little at this time. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, total ADL dependent, period. Family history, dad died of bladder cancer, mom died of old age. Patient's family would like to care for her at home. Patient had an appointment for follow-up, but it was very difficult, almost impossible to get her out of the house, and that's why the family has decided on palliative and hospice care at this time, period. On examination, her O2 sat is 95%, the respiratory is 22, afebrile, blood pressure 110 over 60. Pulse is 92. Heart positive, phone positive, to lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft. Skin shows decreased turgor, or on the coastal with an lesion, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. On the heart, put down irregular heart rate, irregular rhythm noted. Assessment, here we have a 90-year-old woman with end-stage dementia. Her condition has definitely worsened since last hospitalization 2 weeks ago with urinary tract infection, period. She's eating very little. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight, at least 5 pounds in the past week. She is ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, confused. Confusion is related to her end-stage dementia as well as her atrial fibrillation, which causes hypoperfusion, period. Patient is at a high risk of falls. She requires help of family members to get her from her bed to her chair. She's no longer able to ambulate with a walker, uses a wheelchair, and she gets carried to the chair, period. In the paragraph, she's sleeping about 12 to 16 hours a day. She has issues with agitation, requiring Ativan on a PRN basis, also having trouble sleeping at night. also having trouble with sundowner syndrome and decreased sleep, hence the reason for the trazodone being used at this time period. Nipiragraf for CHF appears to be decompensated now with increased fluids. I've recommended that to the family to elevate her legs at this time. Given her advanced dementia, I'm not sure the use of Namenda at this time, but the daughter would like to continue with this at least for now, period. She's no longer able to get out of the house and meets the criteria for Alzheimer's dementia. Patient will be cared for at home with the help of hospice aides and nurses, along with the family members and the 24-hour care that she has at home, period. The family would like to keep her at home as much as possible at this time. Her confusion, decreased appetite, and weight loss are unavoidable given her advanced Alzheimer's dementia symptoms. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Thank you.